Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Marone from Westchester Talk Radio, and once again, we are with our friends on Westchester. Let us begin. We're talking with Peter Lang, Managing Director and Partner at MyCalvary Westchester, and Steve Everett, Director of Planning and Solutions at MyCalvary. Today, we're talking about trust companies and what their role is and how they can play. Peter.
Thanks, Bob. As always, it's great to spend some time with you today. And I'm happy to be joined by my colleague, Steve Everett, from the Hightower Trust Company. So let me just give a little bit of a primer, so to speak, a little bit of background. So trust companies go back a long way in our country. I believe the first trust company was U.S. Trust, created back in the mid-1800s. So we're talking about a 170-ish year-old institution that we have in our country. And there are obviously lots of trust companies. And to give you a kind of a definition, a trust company is, you know, is a corporation that acts as a fiduciary, so therefore in the client's best interest. And a trust company is independent, generally is independently owned, could be owned by a bank or other large financial firm. The trust is the actual document that the trustee follows. So the trust is written by the grantor, the person who created the trust. It's the trustee's job to follow through on that, on what their wishes are, however it's supposed to be. So assets are kind of typically held in a trust, in some sort of trust, which is the legal document. And again, a trustee manages those investments. He or she keeps the records, manages the assets, prepares any court filings, any tax documents, pays, you know, any bills, expenses, whatever the needs are, any kind of payouts that are required, all of that is paid by the trustee and controlled by the trustee. In 2022, so just last year, Hightower now has a nationally chartered trust company. Now, even though it's a new national charter, the roots of the trust company go back about 30 plus years ago. To a Texas trust that Hightower acquired several years ago in a transaction. So now I'm going to ask my colleague Steve to kind of step in and talk a little bit more about some of the operating nuts and bolts of the trust company. Steve?
Absolutely, and thanks for having me, Peter. You covered a lot, really. A trust company is a regulated entity. It provides various administrative support for U.S. trust accounts. And usually, as with Hightower, we're affiliated with a bank, a broker-dealer, or a registered investment advisor. Why a client might want to use a trust company is a longer conversation. That is, use a trust company in lieu of a personal or individual trustee. And to me, Peter, the reasoning is threefold. And this is what I say to clients and attorneys who are drafting these trusts all the time when they're contemplating using a corporate trustee. Is my three-pronged test. You've got liability, continuity, and family dynamics.
Thanks for joining us. Can you give us an idea of a typical client that might choose to work with Hightower Trust?
I can. Absolutely. There really isn't a one-size-fits-all type of client that makes sense for Hightower. We work with clients who have a wide variety of needs. The obvious example is any family with a federally taxable estate. Trust planning is essential for these folks. Remember, 2026 is looming, and we anticipate that the federal state tax exemption amount will drop significantly in 2026 when those laws sunset. So several clients who maybe didn't need next level estate planning in 2022 or 2023, they might want to rethink that if the exemption amount drops precipitously. But trusts are used for a lot more than just reducing estate tax, Bob. Think about a $5 million client with a blended family situation or a $9 million client that just wants to get creative in their philanthropy and control distributions from the grave. Having a corporate trustee eliminates the need to choose one child over another or plan for a lengthy chain of succession in your trustees. And that goes back to what I was referencing earlier about continuity. Again, that three-pronged test where you've got liability, continuity, and family dynamics. Any candidates or clients or families that want to avoid issues in these situations. Either they don't want the liability themselves being the trustee, or they want to maintain that continuity from one trustee to the next and not have to worry about a trustee becoming incompetent or passing away. And then family dynamics. When you have blended families, when you have siblings that don't get along, who do you name as trustee? How do you pick one of those individuals to be the trustee over the other? And how do you ensure that one doesn't give themselves that extra scoop of ice cream, so to speak? Mm-hmm. You have to make sure that there's that balance there. So these are all reasons that a corporate trustee can eliminate issues before they become issues.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, Peter, from your end, how does it work?
So from our end, you know, when we have conversations with our clients, you know, as we often do about their estate planning and looking at these things, you know, these are the issues that come up. Okay, you know, it's one thing to plan, okay, what happens, you know, when someone passes away, et cetera, what happens in any circumstance. But then the next step is, okay, who do I have? Who are the people that are going to step in and take care of these issues? Who's going to take care of the wife, the kids, the family, the whatever, whatever that need is, whatever that's spelled out, right? So again, as Steve said, sometimes it's difficult to try to find a person to do it. And, you know, who's to say that person, again, won't become unable, unwilling to handle the affairs. A trust company is an entity. You know, there's always going to be someone at the trust company. So a trust company sometimes becomes a very natural evolution of who you would want to step in to handle, you know, your long-term estate planning. So for us, you know, we talk about it with a client, you know, we can suggest it to them. And then when you know, the clients are drafting documents, you know, their attorney is drafting the documents for them and they want to move down that road, we simply provide them. There's basically something called, you know, standard trust language. Think of it like a Word document, Bob, that we would simply send to the attorney. The attorney cuts and pastes the relevant section out of the document. So it's not like the attorney is typing up four extra pages. It's literally taking him or her, you know, probably 30 to 60 seconds to pull the relevant sections in a cut and paste, dropping it into the document. You know, we then, for purposes of continuity and to ensure we know what to expect, ask for a copy of that trust document, which we send to the trust company. They hold on to, I'll say, for quote unquote, for safekeeping. They're not going to do anything. In other words, there hasn't been a triggering event, right? Typically, a triggering event is going to be someone's, let's say, death or incapacitation is might be the triggering event. And then the trust company will know to step forward, will have reviewed the document and be ready to go. And the other really nice thing about it is, in our case, you know, our trust company is working alongside us in collaboration with us as the wealth advisor. So we stay very plugged in with our client, with their family, with whatever the entity is, and continue to manage the assets as we know that our clients would have wanted us to. And again, the trust company is then doing all of the, I'll almost call it the behind the scenes work, right? The administration of the trust. You know, dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's from a legal and tax perspective, taking care of distributions to family members or to philanthropy, you know, kind of whatever is required. So it really adds to, you know, to my team, in essence, having the trust company as, in essence, a teammate for myself.
Peter, I'd love to expand on that just for a moment. It's a really important point that you make. Oftentimes, what we see in the bank channel or the broker-dealer channel is very homogenized investment allocations, where you see target date funds or asset allocation funds, and they're very safe and underwhelming investments for the trust beneficiaries. Hightower differentiates itself exactly the way that you point out in putting the advisor as the focal point of that relationship, and the trustee, the corporate element, handles all the administration of the trust, but the advisor is still very relevant in that relationship and make sure that the family's true intentions are well represented and they stay very closely involved. The advisor really is center stage in the relationship, makes for a comprehensive approach for the client.
Anything else from you, Peter?
No, I think that's really it. And you know, Steve would say that, you know, again, Hightower can act in almost any capacity, either as a directed trustee, as a successor trustee, co-trustee. And that's kind of the beautiful thing about the relationship that we have. You know, they'll step in as needed, as dictated and directed by the client. You know, I truly want to thank my colleague, Steve, for taking a few minutes out of his busy schedule to join us here as our guest, Bob. And Bob, as always, thank you for doing a fantastic job for us and with us.
Well, it's always good to meet with my friends from Hightower. And let me thank you both. We've been speaking with Steve Everett, Director of Planning and Solutions at Hightower. And of course, Peter Lang, Managing Director and Partner at Hightower Westchester. Thank you both.
Hightower Westchester is a group of investment professionals registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC, and with Hightower Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is not indicative of current or future performance and is not a guarantee. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data and information referenced herein are from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other information contained in this research is provided as a general market commentary. It does not constitute investment advice. Hightower Westchester and Hightower shall not in any way be liable for claims and make no expressed or implied representations or warranties as to the accuracy or completeness of the data and other information, or for statements or errors contained in or omissions from the obtained data and information referenced herein. The data and information are provided as of the date referenced. Such data and information are subject to change without notice. This podcast was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are solely those of Hightower Westchester and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates. Hightower Advisors do not provide tax or legal advice. This material was not intended or written to be used or presented to any entity as tax advice or tax information. Tax laws vary based on the client's individual circumstances and can change at any time without notice. Clients are urged to consult their tax or legal advisor before establishing a retirement plan.